The BBC presents Tony Hancock with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr, and Sidney James in
Hancock's Offer.
One of the biggest items in the cost of living today is the general upkeep and repairs of one's place of residence, especially when the house is an old one. Consequently, at Tony Hancock's house, there's enough work to keep 30 full-time laborers in employment.
All right, give us another nail, Bill. There you are. 63 nails in that lot. I should hold it. How does it look?
Very nice. But there must be a better way of putting wallpaper up. Why don't you use paste like everybody else?
Paste? It's because this paper's too thin. The paste would soak right through it. We wouldn't be able to read the headlines. Now, what else have we got to do?
We need a new roof.
Nonsense, I put one on last week.
Well, the rain's still coming through.
I can't understand it. You wouldn't think rain would get through cardboard that thick. I mean, it's the same stuff I sold me boots with. Well, come on, let's get on.
Wait a minute. What about the big hole in the dining room wall?
Don't you dare mind that hole. I want to spend a quiet evening at home tonight, watching next door's television. Come along now. Bring your ladder into the front parlor. The ceiling needs doing up.
Now, we've got to be careful with this ceiling. I've been expecting it to fall down ever since last Tuesday.
Why?
That's when the walls collapsed. The front door. That must be Moira.
Not so hard! Come in, Moira. Pick up the door and close it.
Hello, boys.
Put your hat and coat on the hall stand, Moira.
What hall stand?
Has that nail fallen out again? I must apologize for the mess, Moira. We're doing a few repairs.
Oh, not again. Can't the landlord do something about it?
I doubt it. He died in 1827.
Well, the place is in a pretty bad condition, isn't it? I'm sure the foundations are shifting.
They are not.
Well, then why have you had to change this address 3 times in the last month? You used to be just round the corner from me. Now it's 1 and 3 to telephone you. And another thing, why don't you do something about all that long grass?
Lots of people round here have got long grass.
Yes, but not growing through the floorboards.
Leave it where it is. I like having me tea on the lawn.
Let's face it, Tony. It's a waste of time and money trying to repair this place. It should have been pulled down years ago.
I daren't. This house is at the end of the street.
Well?
Pull this one down, the lot go.
Well, they might as well. It's leaning over at an angle as it is. I don't know how you managed to stand up straight.
What? 6-inch sole on your left boot? You're well away.
Now, why don't you do the sensible thing and move?
Well, that's exactly what I intend to do. I have decided to build my own house.
You what?
Yes, this place gives me the willies. It's winter and the wet weather's with us and, well... Could have cut one of those W's, I'm sure. I know an Englishman's home is his castle, but I'm getting fed up with living in the moat. So I'm getting out. I'm going to build my own little house.
Oh, that sweet little home in the west.
Now, wait a minute, Tub. You can't build a house just like that. There are a lot of things to be considered. You've got to get plans drawn up by a skilled architect.
I'm not bothering with all that nonsense. I've designed it myself. Like that bloke, Christopher Waff.
Wren.
Bad. Dear enough. I've got the plans here. There you are. Have a butcher's at that little lot. That's a picture of how it'll look when it's finished.
Oh, yeah? And you designed this all by yourself?
Well, not exactly. It was my idea to tear it out of the book. Anyway, that's what my house is going to look like.
But, Tony, this is Buckingham Palace.
I realize that. I'm not an idiot. you all. I repeat, I'm not an idiot. I realize I can't build it exactly the same as this. Naturally, I'll have to leave a few things out.
Such as?
Well, them sentry boxes can go for a start.
Tony, you can't build a place like that. It's got over 500 rooms.
We can take in lodgers. I've worked it all out, you see. I'll need a few bricks, a couple of sacks of cement, half a yard of sand, bucket of water, and everybody stand back.
Has it occurred to you that to build a place like this would cost over £1 million?
I'll have to start saving up, won't I? See, I can cut down to 6 meals a day and...
Tony, be sensible. It's a very natural thing to want to build a house of your own. But you must be practical about it. You must build something you can afford.
Yeah, put a door in one of the sentry boxes.
Why don't you settle for something nice and discreet? A little bungalow, perhaps?
Oh, yes, that's it. A bungalow. I can just see it. I won't have stairs. I'll have a lift going right up to the top floor.
Tony, this may come as a shock to you, but a bungalow has nothing upstairs.
Perfect. A house reflecting his own personality.
Now, listen, you Australian layabout.
Now, boy, please. What about this bungalow?
Yes, I'm sorry, Moira. When do we start?
Well, you can't start yet. You have to buy the plot of land first.
Yes, of course. Must have land. What a pity Father had to sell the estate. Just thrown in for good measure. Land. Where can I get some land from?
Wait a minute. I know the very guy.
Oh, yes? Who?
Well, just about the finest estate agent in the business, that's who.
Oh, no. Not...
Yeah,
no.
Sid James.
I might have known it. And how long has he been selling land?
Ever since he found out how many people are buried every year.
Well, you can just think of someone else, because Tony's not buying any land from him.
No, I am not.
Why not? What's Sid ever done to you? Tell me.
It would be a pleasure, but the BBC closes down at midnight.
No, Bill, I can't understand you. You're the only one who doesn't see through him.
Yes. Look what he did to me last week. He sold me 100 silver-plated cigarette holders for 15 quid.
Well?
That's a lot of money for a packet of pins. Listen, you can forget all about Sidney James.
I think you're being very silly. Sid sells his land cheaper than anybody else in the country.
Well, there must be something wrong with it.
He's got thousands of acres all up and down the country.
Yes, I bet it's that little strip that runs in between the railway lines.
Tub, the least you can do is go down to his offices and see what he's got to offer.
All right. All right. Seeing as I'm desperate for some land, I'll give him one more chance.
Look, all you've got to do is beat him at his own game.
Me?
Of course.
So,
you.
Brilliant, yes.
You can do... Why, you've got more brains in your little finger than he's got in a...
You're too kind.
Look, be more astute than he is.
Me,
use
more
that,
astute.
That high-powered business brain of yours.
Yes, a typhoon or a tycoon. That's it, that's me. Good lad. I will. That's it. I'll battle him with figures. Einstein Hancock. Come along.
Come in.
Now, see here, James. I understand you have X number of acres for sale at Y number of pounds. Well, I want Z number of acres at B number of pounds. I'm prepared to go up to C number of pounds, but the way I see it, if M equals the marginal profit and D equals the discount per annum, then Y over B plus C over X minus the square of D plus M would equal the sum of Q plus E over W times the quotient.